Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good day in the clubhouse. Welcome. It's the end of July already, the 26th. The inaugural International Crown is being played with live feeds to Korea and Japan. Of course, it'll be on Golf Channel if you'd like to watch. There's the Kaneohe Clipper, the Clipper Bash. It's a huge demo day today, and that's over Kaneohe side, of course, the Clipper course. It starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon, goes till 5 o'clock. You want to go check out all the latest from Callaway, TaylorMade, Nike, Titleist. It's all there at the Kaneohe Clipper. Poipu Bay Golf Course has a 9:40 and an 11 o'clock, and the Wilbert Toma Group. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And you too, the Southside Men's Club. Let's thank the people who make this show possible. We're going to be talking with the creators of Vision 54. I can't wait to find out where the inspiration came from Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen, joining us right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And we'd like to welcome our latest sponsor to join, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, just call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. And that's Creative Plumbing. In the news, you heard it on the show when the RNA member, John Hopkins, said he expected the mail-in balloting to be approved by the Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews, no longer requiring members to be in the room to vote. Makes it easy for members around the world like PGA Tour Tim Fincham to vote on whether women will finally be allowed into the RNA. We'll know on September 8th what the result of that vote is. Okay, I'm going to try to get out of the think box and move into the play box and not worry anymore. Just play the game, play the show. Welcoming in Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen, Vision 54. Welcome to the show, Lynn and Pia.
Thanks, Danielle. Well, we're happy to be here with you.
Yes, we are.
Excellent. I understand you're going to be in the islands in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, we're heading over there in November. We'll be doing our three-day golf program at Kapalua, November 14th through 16th. And then in early 2015, we'll be again at Kapalua, February 20th through 22nd.
Wow. Now, this is something, if you've never been to Hawaii, this is the time to come. A three-day workshop, what are you going to cover over the 3 days?
Well, during the 3 days, you get a really good package to learn all those skills we need when we play on the golf course. Because, you know, when you play golf, you know, you need to know how to hit different shots and you know, have a certain technique. But there are all kinds of skills needed on the golf course, like making a decision, committing to it. Now, knowing how to react after shots. I mean, all these things that are fundamental to the game of golf. So those during the 3 days will be learned both in the practice area and every day on the golf course as well.
When we talk about, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I want to get out of the think box and just play. That's, I mean, I have to do that for the show. I prepare. I've got pages and pages of preparation, but at some point I have to throw it all out the door and just run with whatever comes to me, knowing that I am, I guess, knowing is part of it, isn't it? Knowing that I have done the best I can to prepare for this moment.
Yeah, and that, you know, exactly. And all great performances like that, you know, whether you're a a fighter pilot or a heart surgeon or a concert pianist, a golfer, a radio show host. Yeah, all those require good preparation, of course, but then there comes a point when you have to perform. And then the brain science or the neuroscience validates that when we perform our best, we get out of that cognitive thinking phase or part of our brain that does that, and we step into more instinct. As you said, you got to go with the flow, and all the neuroscience backs this up.
So when you do that on the golf course, can you explain where the think box and the play box? I mean, how does that work?
Well, the think box is, of course, where you can think when you make your decision and check the yardage and what shots to hit and all those kind of things. That because we need to, think in golf. So there comes a time, and so the play box is like it's when you start stepping into the golf shot and you make your swing, you make the putting stroke. So it's only lasts like 4 to 9 seconds, but it's the time you step in and the time you make the motion that you want to be athletic. In all reactionary sports, this is not an issue. You don't need to talk about it. It happens naturally. But yes. In our game, when the ball is sitting on the ground waiting for us, it's very easy to drag on preparation and drag on overthinking as we are executing, and that's not very optimal.
No, exactly. Did I choose the right club? Do I have the right yardage? I'm not good enough to worry that much about it. And I think there's something to be said about just once you're on the course, just playing. You just have to play the game. But there are people who really need to know all of those things, even though they may not really be good enough to make. I don't mean to say anything negative, guys, about your play. And if you're one of those people that really wants to figure out what the yardage is, even though you don't have control over your yardage yet with your club, it's good training. But at some point, you do have to give it all up and just hit the shot. And I like what you say in your book. And by the way, there are three books that you can get. And they are Play Your Best Golf Now. Vision 54's 8 Essential Playing Skills are in this book. It's the most recent. The Game Before the Game, that's the perfect 30-minute practice. That came out in 2007. And Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. That's actually a bestseller. How Golf 54 Can Make You a Better Player. So when I'm going back to the think box, play box, when you talk about verbalizing your intentions for the shot, is that important to talk it out loud to yourself?
Well, for some players it is, and then some players actually do better with doing it more internal, so they're not having to talk out loud about it. But I think this is interesting because, we're Vision 54, and we believe that there's a player or players that are going to shoot a score of 54 or lower. We absolutely believe that to be true. It hasn't happened yet, but many players have come close to it. So, back to this preparing for the shot, we're talking with Paul Casey at the Men's U.S. Open this year, and a couple of weeks before that, he'd had a 27 at the Byron Nelson Championship. And I said, how was it to shoot this 27? Because he said, hey, I'm halfway to 54. And he goes, what I did that those 9 holes? He said, I stated every decision out loud. He said, I called the shot to my caddy. And he said, and as soon as I did that, I felt totally committed and there was no thinking or no indecision. He said, I just stepped in and hit the shot. And he said, and I got so into calling the shot or stating my decision out loud, he said, I lost track of what I was actually doing. He goes, I knew I was making a lot of birdies. He said, but I didn't actually know I was going that low, and I shot a 27. So, before you step into the play box, it is important and in many ways imperative that you're decisive about what you're going to do. And then stay totally committed to that as you step in.
And it doesn't matter what handicap you have. It's equally important for all of us.
Yeah. To make that commitment. I couldn't help but think about a baseball player pointing to the outfield. That's, my intention is to go there. That's where I'm going. And then just take the pitch and run with it. And that's what we've got to do in golf. Just make the decision. This is what I'm going to do. And then take what comes. When you talk about a Vision 54, we can that would be a birdie on every hole.
Yeah. And then if you if you threw in a couple eagles there, then you might be down to Vision 52.
So the name is obviously that we believe in that, but the more important thing is the more metaphorical reason, and it is that whoever we coach or help in golf, we always look at their possibilities. You know, instead of looking at limitation and what's wrong, we like to look at possibilities. So the 54 is like a big possibility, but it doesn't mean we expect everybody to actually shoot it, but we do like to any of us to go for the possibilities we want and see how low it can take us.
Yeah, dream the big dream and shoot for it. I couldn't help but think when I was thinking about Vision 54, okay, well, how do I recover from that first par? you're obviously not going to shoot 54, even though your intention is, but you can't really think about that once you start playing.
No, we often say that, you know, Vision 54, of course, is a number, but it's also, you know, it's an attitude, and it's an attitude of staying focused on things that are under your control. And we also say it's a process, and it's a process of keeping your actions and, again, on things that are under your control. And, you know, your score is actually not under your control. Your outcomes are not really under your control as well. But your decisions and what you do after the shot, there's so many things that are under your control. So Vision 54 is really a process as much as it is a number.
I was listening to an interview or someone talking about having a conversation with Rory McIlroy after he won the Open. And there were two things that he was thinking about. And one of the words was process, staying focused on the process. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, you know, it's a word that they used a lot, but I don't know any great players that don't do it, but it means that. Obviously, you play to win the match, you play to shoot a low score, or for him, winning the British Open, but process meaning that you connect to things in the process of playing, that is your game within the game. So each one of us need to figure out, for me to play well, what is most important that I focus on. So for some, it's tempo. For someone else, it could be to be more present and not worry about the score between shots. And for some, it could be to commit to the decisions. So for some, it could be how they react after the shots. But all of us need to find a few things in the process of playing that influence our scoring a lot.
And in fact, you know, our last book, the Play Your Best Golf Now and our 8 Essential Playing Skills, those 8 essential playing skills are just that. They're actual, tangible, doable skills that are skills of the process.
We'll need to can we cover those, take a break quick, and come back and talk more about playing your best golf now, those 8 essential skills?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott, Vision 54. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years. We depend on Creative Plumbing to maintain our plumbing, pipes, and fixtures. They just installed our commercial kitchen and finished 2 offices for the new tenants. Big business, condo, retail store, or home. You want your job on time, on budget, done right. Do what we do. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection. Locally owned with people you trust.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson. They created Vision 54. There are 3 books. I believe there's a 4th one in works, which I'm really looking forward to. And they will be in Hawaii November 14th to the 16th at Kapalua. 3 days. You really, if you can't make it for the 3 days at Kapalua, November 14th to the 16th, then plan for 2015, February 20th. They'll start the 3-day lessons. It's so exciting to know that you're going to be in the islands and talking about Vision 54, what it means, the 8 essential playing skills. Before we get there, Lynn and Pia, someone always inspires us at some point in our lives and opens up our thinking to something like what you've really made worldwide, global. Who was your inspiration?
Yeah, you know, I think both of us have been very blessed that we have so many mentors, and we've gone to so many seminars and presentations, read so many books. So I feel like every day, every week, I get inspired by meeting other teachers, being challenged by players, and then all the reading and learning go on. So for me, it's just been, I've been very blessed and keep on being blessed, meeting people that, you know, makes me think more and get creative.
Expanding vision, yes. Yes, yeah. Opening up the mind.
And I think, you know, both of us, you know, when we came to Vision 54, we came from different backgrounds. Pia had played the LPGA Tour. I've been a PGA professional, coach, teacher for 33 years. But, you know, we both, from our own, if you call them failures, learned a lot. You know, and mine was maybe from, you know, giving a golf lesson and wondering, you know, why didn't that go so well, or why didn't that person improve? And for PA, you know, having played the tour, you know, not playing up to the standards that she wanted to. So I think sometimes our own inspiration has come from, for both of us, has come from some of the things that we haven't accomplished. And then we tried to figure out why, you know, why did that happen?
Yes. And, you know, well, I mean, it's always, you know, it's been said, if I may use that, it's been said that we can't learn from successes as much as we can learn from our failures, and how we recover from those failures and then move forward. Moving forward with Vision 54's 8 essential playing skills. We've got leave your mind behind and enter the play box. That may be the most difficult of them all.
Well, I would usually say that if you don't practice it, it's very difficult. If you practice a little bit, it's not, because it's a very natural state. All it is to, when we hit the golf shot, we'll be in an athletic state where we see things, so we feel what we're doing. We're more in the sensory mode instead of cognitive mode. So it's a very natural athletic state, but in golf, we've just got away from it. So it needs a little nurturing in practice to bring on this human skill of doing it. So, but it's very, very essential. Because all of these 8 essential playing skills, you know, all it is when you play golf, you need, of course, you need the technical piece, but then you have this human operating system that is both physical, mental, emotional, that you need to look at, and the play box is a very big one.
All right. I'm going to go through each point, and I'm just going to say them and let you comment on them. Number 2 is decide and commit to your shots.
Yeah, and well, we talked about that earlier, but every shot requires that. It requires a decision, and then most importantly, that you stay committed to that decision to, you know, until the end of the swing or the end of the stroke. And you can never let that decision making go on automatic. You know, it's up front and center every single shot.
And you never ever in golf know beforehand if you made the right decision, but we still need to make that one and stick with it.
There you go. Now, number three is find your balance both physically and mentally.
Yeah, well, you know, we work on that a lot with every player that comes to us. And it's just simply that, you know, physically you can't make a great golf swing or even a good putting stroke if you're not in good physical balance.
And it's kind of like fresh produce. If we don't practice it and make sure we can hit shots on one leg and still stay in balance, it, you know, it goes dormant. And no matter what you work on technically, it's going to be a bad swing. So the balance is just a foundational thing that we think every warm-up should include.
Feel your tempo on the course and dance to its rhythm.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, many people think tempo is something that's out of their control. But again, it's kind of like what Pia said with play box. It's because they haven't practiced it.
Yeah. And the truth is with tempo, you know, it varies for all of us. That's why it's a damn. It varies. It varies depending on if it's cold or warm out, windy or not windy, what your own body is feeling like. So every player's tempo varies. But as a player, I need to be aware of how my tempo varies so I can manage myself. So that awareness and being able to manage our own tempo is like critical to be a good player on the golf course.
The next two, I think, are very difficult. Number five, tame tension to improve your swing.
Yeah, well, again, it's just that if you can recognize where tension shows up in your body and then in your swing, you can do something with it. And again, a lot of people go to take technical swing lessons when, in fact, you know, many just need to figure out where tension is showing up because the technical flaws may be just being caused by too much tension in the body.
Yeah, and you see it a lot. If someone is chipping and suddenly the grip pressure gets super tight close to impact, it's very disastrous for our technique. You know, you see it often. You can see it in the jaw, upper body of someone just hitting a driver and they just get so tight. And it's the tension that messes things up more than anything else. So it's just, you know, learning to have, be able to monitor and manage that some.
And that's what we do is we give players lots of exercises to discover that so they can start, what we say, self-regulating when that tension shows up. Because you can't really get away from tension, but if you can more efficiently notice it and then have something to go to because you've actually practiced it, now you can manage yourself on the golf course.
I like that. And I imagine you have to sometimes play a round of golf where you are kind of by yourself, maybe with someone that you're close to, where you can actually take the time to feel yourself and not socialize, feel yourself and not worry about the outcome of your score.
Well, we think it's so lacking all around the world to be out in the golf course and have it as learning and exploring instead of always proving. Because it's so that we think it's the on-course discovery practice, like you said, by yourself or with some friends. It's fun and it's very, very, very beneficial to the future of our games.
I like that. May I just interject here? Is that what your next book is all about, learning on the golf course?
Yeah. No, as we said, it's going to be called Be a Player. And we, you know, it's so important that we take the practice to the context of the game because that's where we're going to learn it more efficiently. And also for the very big majority of all the golfers around the world, you know, they don't have time to practice anyways, or they don't practice. They play once or twice a week and they might warm up. So, you know, giving them all the things to do on the range when they never have time to do it doesn't make sense for a lot of people. So this is how you can improve and have more fun with the game and learn it while you play.
Yeah. I like that because you get all the different lies. You can't find those on the range. You need to be on the golf course to figure out balance on a uneven lie, for instance, and how your body's going to react.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. When is it coming out?
Well, it's not going to, we are very excited. We have a new publisher, and it's going to be a little different than our last three books. It's still going to be a year out.
Okay, about a year out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we just tame attention to improve your swing. All of this is in Play Your Best Golf Now, Vision 54's 8 Essential Playing Skills. It's a great book. You can find it at Amazon. I just checked. All of their books, The Game Before the Game or The Game Within the Game, The Perfect 30-Minute Practice, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, How Golf 54 Can Make You a Better Player, they're all available at Amazon. Number 6 in the Vision 54's 8 Essential Playing Skills, Build Emotional Resilience. People, work with me.
Well, it's learning to deal with adversity, and every golfer who plays is going to come up against adversity. I mean, you're going to hit shots that go out of bounds. You're going to have a 3-putt, maybe a 4-putt, but it's how to manage that adversity so that you actually have resilience and you don't hit that downward spiral where all of a sudden it's running you.
Yeah. Because where we mismanage the emotions like this, it affects everything. It affects the thinking, it affects the coordination, it affects so many things that messes up with our golf game. So, yeah, it's a very, very important skill that, you know, if you're extroverted or introvert, it doesn't matter, but I think every golfer we come across have good use of it.
Excellent. Yes, indeed. And how you recover, what do they say about golfers? Golfers with the shortest memories are the best?
Yeah, exactly. That's what Gary Player used to say. Yeah.
Okay. And number 7, though, says store memories and learn from the past to make a better present.
Yeah, it's the second of the two emotional skills. And it's just, you know, all of these essential playing skills is, you know, nothing we have invented. It comes from the neuroscience and the learning how the brain works for all of us. And then we make it golf applicable. But it's just realizing that any shot we hit in golf, that there's an emotion to get stored as memory. It doesn't matter if we want to or not, it just happens. So golfers need to be very mindful how they choose to react after shots if they want to create confidence in the future. Because negative things get stored a lot faster and stronger than positive as well. So we usually tell golfers to keep at least a 3-to-1 ratio between positive and negative memories.
Wow, you know, it is so true. Why is it that we store negative thoughts so much quicker than positive thoughts?
Well, from what we have researched and looked at, it's because, and it's actually a good thing, it's kept us alive. It's actually an evolutionary benefit that our brain does that. Because if I put my hand on a hot stove, that gets stored pretty quickly. And the next time when I go to get near the stove, you know, I get this warning signal that says back off. But the brain doesn't distinguish between a hot stove and a 3-foot putt. So,
so it's, you know, the survival mechanism has worked for us. But in golf, it's a definite detractor. Okay. And this is my hardest one because the self-talk that I have is, man, I am my biggest enemy. Number 8 in the Vision 54's 8 Essential Playing Skills, drown self-talk in useful thoughts. So my self-talk tends to be very negative. Is that the case for most people?
Well, it's very common. You say negative or many just have enormously much of it. So it's, you know, what we say, the very most important thing to learn is if I have self-talk that I don't like, we don't have to believe it, you know? And that's the number one. And then two is, when you play in the golf course and you're out there for 4 hours or more, it's impossible not to have a lot of self-talk. So if you don't like your self-talk, at least distract it. Start counting a step, start counting your breathing, sing a song, talk to someone else. But the important thing is to distract it so it doesn't start looping and you start actually, you know, you keep on talking and talking yourself out of what you're supposed to be doing. So the most simple thing is just to learn to distract it, cut it before it causes any problems.
You know, I think, for, you know, Rory saying that he had two words that he kept going back to at the Open Championship, process and spot, it was a way for him to manage his self-talk. If his self-talk started, you know, I might win the Open Championship, I sure would like to clear a jug, blah, 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 whatever it may be, if he goes back to something he can can say to himself, process and spot, then that's, again, distracting the self-talk to something that's at least manageable.
Yeah. So that, and then those that want to learn more is, of course, the more we learn to be mindful and manage our own thinking, we can reach higher levels of it. But the first level is to learn to distract it.
I love it. Okay, I have to ask this question. Do you ever get phone calls, and I don't want names, but just curious, from people that you've coached, Vision 54 players, that, you know, in the middle of a competition, you get a call, you know, day two's over, help, I seem to be lost in my whatever. Do you get calls from competitors?
Yeah, we get calls, emails, text messages. we get them, you know, the night before the final round when a player maybe is in the lead we get that a lot.
I can imagine. I was watching, you know, the International Crown, and here the U.S. after day one has, you know, the top dog, top seed, top whatever, and they have 0 points. Bottomed out. And then I guess it was yesterday, and I'm working, so I didn't get to really see it, but I heard that Australia was ahead by 6 and then ended up losing.
Up after 11, yeah.
Amazing. And then I'm watching your Swedish team, and Parmalid, isn't she pregnant?
You know, she could be. See, like I'm not that close to that team right now, but that could be very correct.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Today's kind of a fun day because Korea and Japan are playing, and the one match we have three players: one from Japan, Aimee Sato, and then Nayeon Choi and I.K. Kim are the Korean players, and we coach three of the four players in that match.
Oh, that is a fun day. And this is amazing because, you know, in Japan, the women players are the stars. The men don't have the same stature as the women in Japan. In Korea, it's pretty much the same. They have a live stream coming down from the International Crown to both Japan and Korea. They're broadcasting. Yeah. This is huge, huge.
Yeah, and I'm just so happy about this tournament because, you know, of course, all of us love the Ryder Cup and Solheim Cup, but it's so fun for all these other countries to have a chance to have the team environment and playing for the countries. I think it's a very nice addition.
I do. I think that the President's Cup should adopt this format. It would be much more interesting.
I think so, too. Yeah.
And we're talking with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, Vision 54. Get their books, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, or better yet, come to Hawaii, go to beautiful Maui, Kapalua, November 14th to the 16th, meet Lynn and Pia and take lessons with them for 3 days, or 2015 if this November doesn't work. February 20th is the start date. Coming up next on the show is a girl I'm sure you know, Caroline Larson. She's playing now after losing a leg 2 years ago. She made her first cut, professional cut. I'm just in awe of her what she's done.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, you know, we were speaking earlier of emotional resilience, and I'm sure she has a lot of it.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Lynn and Pia. I'm looking forward to talking to you again before November.
Okay.
That would be great.
Thank you.
And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
If you have not won in the last 6 months, if you have not won in the last 6 months, Made in America, that's so cool, isn't it? Bridgestone golf balls, made in America. You can win them. All you have to do is be the ninth caller. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Give us a call and be the ninth caller. Today at the Kaneohe Clipper Course, it's the Clipper Bash at 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock. You've got demo day from TaylorMade, from Callaway, from Nike, from Titleist. They're all there. And I believe at Olomana they're having a FootJoy sale. And that starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you want to get over there. It's going to be a gorgeous day today. Partly to mostly cloudy with showers likely. Whoops. That's the windward in mountain areas. I think it's going to be mostly sunny because I'm an optimist. The winds are out of the east to 15 miles per hour. All right, we're going to bring into the clubhouse a young lady, a woman who has just amazed me. On May 5th of 2011, the year she was getting ready to compete on the Ladies European Tour qualifying school, she was going to go in, she was going to go for it. Caroline Larson had to have her leg amputated, her right leg. A cancerous tumor in her leg had been removed in March, but in a follow-up, the doctors found five more in her thigh, and they told her amputation was the only option in this chondrosarcoma situation. And I was listening to an interview. It was amazing. I guess the reaction that I would have too was, my doctor is joking. And then I would get very angry. Caroline Larson, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
When I saw that interview, I thought, I can't imagine how the emotions that were running through your mind, but you probably went through every one of the grief emotions there are.
Yeah, it was like my world was crashing down, and everything that I planned for the future, like for the next hour, the next day, the next week, and the next year, was gone in that moment. And I thought this was the end of life. And going to get a cancer diagnosis when you're only 22 years old, I was, as you said, aiming for Ladies European Tour and go for my dream and everything. And all the energy I put down, it was heartbreaking at the time.
You have had an amazing life. We remember, because Hawaii and New Zealand being so close, whenever there's an earthquake, we're always worried there's going to be a tsunami. You were in Christchurch when that amazingly terrible earthquake struck New Zealand. And you said a restaurant saved your life? This was before you lost your leg.
Yes, that's true. I was in a restaurant with my sister just after her first tournament at the Ladies European Tour in New Zealand. And we were just going to do some sightseeing in the city before we were flying home. And we chose the restaurant at one street, and that was the only restaurant remaining after the earthquake struck the city. So it basically saved our lives.
My goodness. So here you are. You've been through a near-death experience in New Zealand. What was that earthquake? What did it feel like?
It's really hard to describe it. But if you're walking on the bridge and there comes a really heavy truck passing by, that is like light of how it feels when the ground is shaking. That is how I can describe it. Or if you're sitting in an airplane and there's a lot of turbulence,
yes.
There's also the same feeling, but it's really hard to describe. We didn't know what that was when we were sitting in this restaurant.
Do you have earthquakes in Sweden?
No, we don't.
So, yes, now we understand why you didn't know what it was. But you described it very well. But I imagine it's something that doesn't stop, right? The truck going by, you see it going by, you understand the aircraft, you're in the turbulence. But for that to never stop and for things to be falling around, having not able to walk, not able to stand, you're falling out of your chair because you're being rattled around so much, that's incredible. Now, what is most incredible in my mind is knowing that a week after you had your leg amputated, when you're still going through the phantom pain, you're swinging a golf club in your hospital room?
Yes. It was 5 days after my surgery, and that was the first day that I was able to stand up and do some movements. Actually, the first day when the pain was not so bad. I mean, it is really bad after an amputation, but 5 days after, it felt a bit lighter, and I went to the gymnastic place with a girl there, and there was standing a golf club in this room, and I don't know what they do with a golf club in a hospital, but for me, it was just perfect.
That's amazing.
I just thought that if I swing this golf club up, I knew that I can play golf again. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to play on one leg or two legs, but I'm going to play.
Wow. Wow. And then 2 weeks later, you were on a golf course?
Yeah, 2 weeks later was the first time hitting golf balls outside. And I already set my goal to get back to the golf course 2.5 months after my surgery. And that was a team tournament, which is Sweden's best team are competing against each other. And I really wanted to go there with my home club.
Wow. You know, folks, if you're having a bad day, think about this. You know, you've just had your leg amputated and 2 weeks later you're on a golf course and you want to compete. How did you get your balance? I looked at your video on your website, Carolyn Larson, and I was just struck by the way you were able to, I mean, I've heard about, you know, practice on one leg, but here you are hitting a driver on one leg, and then you're now playing with a prosthetic. How are you most comfortable?
In the beginning, I was definitely most comfortable on one leg. I found my balance pretty fast because I've always been interested in doing balance training for my golf on two legs. And I found that I got the strength in my leg and the core muscles already from the beginning. So that's why I could keep it up. And then I always did a little jump in the end of my swing so I could rotate fully. And that allowed me to hit my driver 170, 180 meters. And so we have meters in Sweden.
Right.
So that felt amazing. But nowadays I wear a prosthetic, and that is because the movement in knee is not so good playing on one leg. And therefore I want to be able to walk even in the future.
Oh wow. So now you're playing I'm trying to remember the name of the tour. It's a mini tour, right, under the LET in Sweden?
Yeah, it is the Swedish professional tour, and it's called Nordea Tour. So it's the tour under LET Access, you can call it. Oh, it's a part of LET Access as well, which is under Ladies European Tour.
So this is Novia, and we can follow you there, and you made the cut. After 2 years, you lose your leg, you come back, and now you've made the cut. That's phenomenal. How did it feel?
Yeah, that felt amazing. And all the work with mentally and physically really paid off. And I felt also like a really big process in this is since 2011, I started to do motivational speeches to talk about my story, to get others like the opportunity to believe in their, to believe in the dreams and goals, and that you should just go for them and find your inner strength. What? And that I really felt helped me in making the cut now and coming back.
When you say find your inner strength,
yes.
Where did you find your inner strength?
I really listened to what felt right for me in the second, because when I got my cancer diagnosed, there was a lot of people telling me my life was going to be really bad. And having an amputated leg, it was going to be not looking good in the outward appearance and all of that. And for me, I felt that that is wrong. And my case could be something different. And I just give it an open mind to the situation and really feel what's right for me. And during that time, I realized that when I focused on positive things and things that made me happy, it gave me much more energy. And today, I wouldn't change the life of one leg to the life of two leg. And I even feel really comfortable wearing high heel on the one leg and going out with crutches and all of that, which is really important for me. This is inner strength for me, that you believe in yourself and find this like self-confidence, that you find like the beauty in yourself.
Wow. And you are beautiful. You are I couldn't help but wonder, you know, I thought to myself, okay, Caroline is recovering. She's doing phenomenal and she's beautiful. That must help. It's so superficial. I mean, we look at things in life and it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It's what's inside yourself and finding your inner strength and loving yourself regardless. That's the beauty in a person. And now listening to you talk, when you said that you don't mind having one leg, you wouldn't trade yourself back to the two-legged person you were?
No, I wouldn't. I saw the life of two-leg as my first life in life, and then the life on one leg is my second life. And therefore, I never want to compare those two lives, not because the life on one leg is a worse life, just because it is different. And it's just fair to me and to everybody to do that, I think.
That also
gives me the strength to go, like, with my passion, like golf, and to go back there and even compete and to give results.
Wow. Yeah. So what I get out of this is, you intuitively somehow focused on training in balance and you became strong, and that prepared you for a life with one leg so that you'd be strong in balance and physically able to handle the transition. It's an amazing process that you've gone through. And what are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future, I'm doing more and more of those inspirational lectures, so that I definitely want to continue, because it gives me so much to give my story to others. And that is one thing that I really want to be developing in. And I also want to write a book, which I just started the process. And then with golf, I want to be better than I was on two legs.
Bravo. How can we get in touch with you if someone wants to have you come and speak, do a motivational speech for people? Where can we reach you?
I have my website, carolinelarson.eu, or Facebook page, which is Caroline Larson Enterprise. And I usually always post on English on the Facebook page. So that is most likely to get in touch with me, because I have my email address there, mail@carolinelarson.eu.
Excellent. And it's Caroline, Caroline. Larson is spelled with two S's, LARSSON. You can find her at carolinelarson.eu or on her Facebook page. Did you say Caroline Larson Enterprise?
Yes.
Yes, I found you. I like to.
Okay.
Caroline Larson, thanks for spending time with us, and we're going to follow you. We're really excited for the progress and for your second life. Awesome. Bravo.
Thank you, Danielle.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and coming up is Jerome Andrews, ESPN swing coach. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years. We depend on Creative Plumbing to maintain our plumbing, pipes, and fixtures. They just installed our commercial kitchen and finished two offices for the new tenants. Big business, condo, retail store, or home. You want your job on time, on budget, done right. Do what we do. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear leg room and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather-trimmed seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
Let me get this right now. FootJoy sale at Olomana begins at 11 o'clock this morning until 3 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to play a round of golf, you can go out at 12. Get yourself fit for a nice pair of FootJoys. You could also go to the Kaneohe Clipper for the TaylorMade Demo Day, the Callaway Demo Day, the Titleist Demo Day, the Nike Demo Day. That's right. It's the Clipper Bash. Starts this afternoon at 1 o'clock and goes until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's perfect on the windward side. The sun won't be really, really hot. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time if you're going out to play a round of golf. There is an 11 o'clock at Olomana, as I mentioned, an 11 o'clock at Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 10:40 at Ko'olina. Makalei has an 11:08. And you heard it on the show when RNA member John Hopkins was with us, Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews. He said if they allow a mail-in vote, more than likely women will become members of the Royal and Ancient for the first time in its history. We'll see. We'll know on September 8th. They did approve mail-in ballots. You don't have to be in the room to cast your vote. Boy, that's coming along. That's so exciting. We've also got something for Poipu Bay Golf Course. We're going to be talking with Craig Sasada coming up. Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore offering free golf for juniors until the end of August. Under 17 and 6 and over. Between 6 and 17. As Jack Nicklaus said, when do you start getting your kid in the game of golf when he doesn't chase frogs on the golf course? Let's bring into the golf room. The golf room? How about the golf club? Jerome Andrews, he's the director of instruction at Spring Creek Golf Club. Welcome to the show.
Danielle, thank you. Great to be on. A pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I know you were on listening to Caroline Larson. Is that not amazing?
Incredible inspiration. There is no bad days. And after listening to that, and what an inspiration.
Yeah.
Just an uplift. A complete, you know, just uplift of energy. Just incredible to hear.
Jerome Andrews mentored under David Ledbetter, 8 years as senior instructor at David Ledbetter Golf Academy, Golf Digest Top 20 instructor under 40, Golf Digest Top 50 instructor ballot for 2011. You've seen him on Golf Channel, In Flight for American Airlines. He's published in Golf Digest many instructional articles, digital content at the Apple Store, App Store. Wow, you're a busy man. I love what, you know, the thing that you teach, it seems, the most is something about synchronization. Tell us about synchronizing your golf swing.
Well, all synchronization means is that you want the swing of the club, the swinging of the arms, and the rotation of the shoulders and the hips, meaning the torso, to arrive or complete at the top of the backswing together. And more often, there are, main cause reasons for every level player who plays the game that doesn't allow the club, the swing of the club, the arms, and the torso to complete or arrive at the top of the backswing together. And really, power, accuracy, trajectory, ball speed, amount of spin, accuracy are all specific and related to synchronization between the club, arms, and body.
So that's club, arms, body, I suppose, if, as you say, a video would help you get in tune the most. Is there any other way you can do it without video?
Sure. You mean as far as identifying the main reasons as to why you are not in sync?
Yeah.
Or, absolutely. I mean, you can. Interesting story. I was just on another call before I called into the show, Danielle, and longtime student reached out to me that I was telling this story to a longtime student who I'd worked with, a person back east in Connecticut who'd really just looked at some of the content online that I've had. I've never met this person. I've never worked with this person. But he went about, learning about synchronization. And the feedback I've received from him has just been very kind, very gracious about how his ball striking's improved, his handicap's improved, just laser iron shots, just straight iron shots. And it's just nice to receive feedback from like that. But video is really the best way to go about it. But other telltale signs as to not being sync or just, you know, directionally offline shots left or right, not hitting the ball squarely, not being imbalanced in the finish position. So, everything is specific to you as far as identifying the main reasons why the club arms and body are not in sync and are not swinging and turning together. And it's just being able to identify that one main reason, that one root cause, so to speak, as to why the club and arms are not swinging as best they can in the correct sequence or the correct order with the body. And when you identify that and have a plan in which to counteract and change that tendency, the results can be quite good and are quite good.
And the name of your website?
JeromeAndrewsGolf.com.
That's nice. JeromeAndrewsGolf.com. I imagine just knowing, now that I know that all of these things should be in sync, I can kind of feel my way around the swing and see where I'm out of sync.
Well, it was a great question. It's an interesting question. Many first-time students that I work with, when they get in sync or they understand the main reason why their club arms and body are not turning and swinging together is they feel like they're not turning as much as they previously did, meaning they feel like their shoulders aren't turning at all, which means that they're eliminating the wasted motion that they previously had, meaning that they're eliminating the independent arm lift to the top from their previous way they used to swing. And so, but when you put them on film and they watch exactly, even though that they feel like they're hardly doing anything, quarter swings, half swing feels to compare to the way in which they used to swing, their body motion and shoulder rotation is better than it's ever been, and their body motion back and through works exactly how it should.
We're talking with Jerome Andrews, Director of Instruction at Spring Creek Golf Club. You can find him at jeromeandrewsgolf.com. When you talk about fixing my posture, that automatically makes me go, huh, fix my posture? I got a quick fix for it?
Well, related to, you know, specific tendencies, 99% of the time, you know, it's all related to grip and posture before the club even starts, you know, swinging. So being athletic, being balanced, I know we've heard those terms through the years, but it's really the visual balance line that you want to create. So here's the picture you can paint is that when you're in posture, you want to have the back of your right shoulder, the front of your right knee, form a straight line into the ball of your right foot where your weight and balance is set towards the front of your feet. So back of the right shoulder, front of the right knee wants to form a straight line into the ball of the right foot. That way you know your upper body and lower body are balanced on top of one another. Your center of gravity is low enough in your belly button area, your core region, to where all your speed, rotary motion, and balance comes from.
Okay, I just tried that. That seems to work very I had to stand up quick.
The other picture for allowing to get into really good posture, all you want to do is, you don't even have to have a club in your hand, Danielle, just stand up straight, inside of the heels, match up with the tips of your shoulders as far as the width of a stance, okay? Hold your arms out in front of you as if you were at almost at eye level, at chin level, just like you were holding a club. And all you have to do is angle your belt buckle, okay, or your button of your, you know,
skirt, whatever, yeah, skirt.
Whatever it is, your button, your belt buckle, yeah. Angle it down towards the ball, then bend your knees slightly to feel pressure in your thighs, and there's perfect posture. Very simple.
Wow. Isn't that a great tip? We're going to have to replay that over and over again. Ingrain it in our minds. Now, people are talking about the stinger shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michelle Wiese got it down. She was using it very nicely when she won the Women's Open, right?
Oh, great to watch. Wasn't that fantastic?
Yes, indeed. I think, let's see, Martin Keimer seems to have it down, too. When Tiger's playing well, he actually pulls that shot off quite nicely. Can we?
Sure, absolutely. It's just hitting a shot that's under control, a little lower trajectory. So all you want to do is just when you want to hit a little lower shot, when you're under pressure, you want to make sure that you can hit it as straight as you possibly can in the situation you're facing. Just choke down on the club you're hitting, maybe about an inch or so, and then swing, feel less speed, okay? Just visualize like you're going to, and picture and feel, visualize that you're just going to hit a wedge shot about, you know, a sand wedge shot, maybe 60, 70 yards at most. Then take that swing speed as if you were going to hit a wedge shot, okay, that distance, and just incorporate that into your full swing. So you're swinging with about 75% effort, 75% speed. So your backswing, the length of your arm swing, the length of your backswing is just slightly shorter, about 75%, three quarters. And swinging the club at with less speed, okay, and this is just specific to the, you know, general golfing public. Swinging the club with less speed and less effort will take the spin off the ball, so take some spin off the ball, so the ball will come out lower and straighter.
Now, see, a lot of people say, yeah, but it won't go very far.
Take more club.
You know, that's wonderful. But isn't it true that you don't have to swing hard for the ball to go far?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about how the club and arms match up with the body through the ball. And quite a few new students that I work with say they feel much less effort. They cannot believe how far the ball is actually going, how much straighter it's going, how much more solid the contact is. And they're literally feeling like they're, you know, the feedback is done. They feel like they're taking half swings or even chip shots. I can remember a few lessons in the past week, new students where, they relayed to me like they're basically hitting a chip shot and they're actually hitting full six irons and about three-quarter six irons, and the ball's going farther than it ever has and straighter with less effort.
What's the best way to practice making good contact between club face and golf ball?
Great drill. Put your feet together, okay? Take out an eight iron or a seven iron. Put a tee in the end of the grip, okay, and with your feet together. Don't worry about body motion. Don't even think about turning. In fact, you can picture as if your shirt buttons and your belt buckle are going to stay pointed at the ball for as long as possible in the backswing, okay? And just incorporate a swinging of the club. So most people focus on the rotation of the body instead of just the swinging of the club. And what people find is players of every ability find that when they focus on swinging the club, okay, their body turns exactly as how it's meant to turn in the swing as best as it ever has. And so you just have your feet together, you have a grip in the end of the club you're swinging, and you can hit this off tees if you want initially just to incorporate this drill. And just as early as possible in the swing, and again, take the focus off your torso, just swing the club head, hinge your wrist a little bit, point the end of the grip or the tee down to the ground as early as possible during the start of the swing, and you'll find that your contact is as good as it's ever been.
This is Jerome Andrews. He's director of instruction at the Spring Creek Golf Club. He's mentored under David Ledbetter, Golf Digest Top 20 instructor under 40. You've seen him on Golf Channel, and you can meet him at jeromeandrewsgolf.com. He travels around the country. He does corporate lessons. You can have him come to your event, and you can follow him at ESPN_golfswing on Twitter.
Our swing coach. Coach, Daniel.
Ooh.
Sorry. Yeah, ESPN underscore swing coach. I appreciate you saying that.
Swing coach. Darn, how did I get golf swing? You were talking about the golf swing. I just wrote that
sure,
out.
No, it's very appropriate to what we were discussing.
Okay, ESPN underscore swing coach. Gosh, Jerome, thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. We'll be back with Craig Sasada, director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailai Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Wow, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the 2014 national and international team announcement. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is proud to announce the national and international team representatives for 2014. Kyle Supa of Honolulu, Sean Liu of Honolulu, Kisoko Hara of Honolulu, and Spencer Dunaway of Mililani representing Hawaii at the 2014 Junior America's Cup in Vancouver, British Columbia at the end of July. Wow, is that like tomorrow? This is led by team captain HSJGA vice president and director of golf at King Kamehameha Golf Course, Rick Castillo. This is July 29th through the 31st. This is just around the corner. I can't imagine why we didn't know about this sooner. Wow. And then for the girls, Malia Nam, she was on the show during the Jenny K. Aiko Leong, Kristen Lee, and Mari Nishiura. So that's Malia from Kailua, Aiko from Honolulu, Kristen from Honolulu, and Mari Nishiura from Mililani representing Hawaii at the 2014 Junior America's Cup in Walla Walla, Washington. Led by HSJGA Board of Director and former USC women's golf coach, Kathy Torchiana of Maui. Gosh, kids, have a great time. Have fun and just know that you have all the skills to be number one and bring the trophy home because you guys are the best. Okay, let's go to Kauai. And it's the best. Kauai at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Director of Golf, Craig Sasada. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. We've got so much going on with the International Crown being played, and it's being televised in Japan and in Korea, and this is finally an international event. I think there's something like 130 women on the LPGA Tour, 110, that are from places other than the United States.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And now they're able to compete. You know, the Solheim is for U.S. and U.K. And now they've got something for all of these international players. It's really, really exciting. And, Craig, I've done some research. And I went to Golf Tips.
Okay.
And I found... I found three really good lessons from Craig Sasada. These are greenside chipping, missing like a professional on the green. I've named that. Missing like a professional. I kind of thought that was cool. And hands on the handle. Those are my titles for your lessons. These are really good lessons, Craig.
Yeah, they were done a while ago.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing about golf instruction, not a lot changes, right?
Fundamentals are still fundamentals.
Yeah, you can only describe hitting that that golf ball with that club and how it works with your body so many different ways. And you've done a really good job. So I want to talk about that. But first, you've got something really cool happening at Poipu Bay Golf Course. It's juniors playing free through August 31st.
Correct, yeah. It started from July 15th to the 31st of August, and with each full-paying adult, juniors 6 to 17 can play free. And, you know, even if you have another junior with you, it's 50% off that price. So it's still a good deal for the second junior. So, yeah, we hopefully encourage more parent-daughter, parent-son time out there on the golf course, so we hope they take advantage of that.
It's a Juniors Play Free summer program, and it's for golfers 6 to 17. I couldn't help but throw in the Jack Nicklaus when he said, somebody asked him, when would you put, you know, a junior on the golf course and start teaching them how to play golf? And he said, when they stop chasing frogs.
That's a pretty good thing.
Isn't that great? In other words, where they can focus on more than the distractions all around them. Makes sense to me. And everybody gets to that point at a different time. Some kids just have that natural, you know, put a ball in front of them and give them a club and they're going to want to chase that ball around with that golf club. Other kids find other things much more interesting. So,
yeah, I think after the first swing, they find out something else interesting already.
I've watched some little kids, and it's true. You know, some of them become really focused on hitting that ball. I'm going to hit the ball. And others are like, hey, this laters, man. That's why snag golf is so much fun.
I think it is. It makes the game fun, especially with the big-headed clubs and the tennis balls and, you know, the Velcro things out there. So it's not, they don't really think of it as golf.
No.
So I think that's what keeps their interest.
Yeah, I like the big hippo.
The bright colors.
I like the big pink hippo. That's what I like the most about it. Hey, that's, you know, and by the way, if you have an opportunity to check out Snag Golf, it's for adults too. They have long clubs. I know this because I was there with Annika Sorenstam, and she was playing, she was hitting. And you can, there's the one person, they had a target on them, and you could try to hit the person. She did it every time.
That wouldn't be fair.
That was so funny. Okay, maybe she missed a couple of times. If the person who was the person being the target, yeah, you're right. It was so much fun, though. And you really, it empowers you. You don't feel like a total klutz, and that's nice. So let's speak a little bit about, I like this. This is what Craig Sasada, Director of Golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, in the instructional magazine Golf Tips, No matter how hard you work at achieving a technically sound golf swing, once in a while you'll encounter a small flaw that causes your shots to run amok. Boy, I don't know. You know, Craig, I got lots of big flaws. So let's talk about the most overlooked and easy to fix mistakes golfers make involving the position of the hands at the top of the backswing.
Well, you know, for most people, when they first start, they're either across the line or they're going to be laid off. It's usually one of the two, but either one, you can get away with it as long as it's the downswing that's going to matter. If club can be rerouted coming down, would be, you know, the most operable at that time. So it's always good to have the club in a good position, but you can get away with it. Nothing has to be perfect. Every golf swing is different, though.
So. Okay. So, but, you know, when you're, for me, sometimes when I'm playing, I find that my mind completely blanks out, especially in the backswing and coming in the downswing. It's almost like a panic attack. So it would be, what's a good drill to keep your hands in the right position?
Well, you know, one of the things is you don't want the club to go behind you when you're taking the club back, first off. So on the backswing, what I mean by taking the club behind you, you don't want to go behind your behind.
Oh!
So, you know, it's pretty much, it's a natural move to come back up. So when you take your backswing, imagine a straight line going back, it goes slightly inside. But then it goes up to the top instead of fanning your hands back or cocking it towards where the golf ball is. So, but if you can, like I said, most people will make the mistake of going behind their behind.
I see.
Yeah, so, you know, you just kind of want to make sure that first drill is try not to, you know, make the club go behind your butt.
Yeah.
Or you can stick a club in the ground like BJ does. And that's why he has a little shaft go down there by his just behind his heel, so his club doesn't, when he's on his takeaway, he doesn't go behind that shaft.
Oh, you mean those long sticks that you see?
No, he sticks his shaft in the ground. He sticks a broken shaft, a cut-off shaft that he sticks in the ground. So on his backswing, it doesn't touch that shaft. It actually starts to go on the upswing. Before that time, so
that's interesting. These training aids, you know, we're seeing more and more because when television goes on the range, for instance, today during the International Crown preparation on Golf Channel, they showed one gal. She had like a black belt around her rib cage, and it was attached to her arm so that her arm couldn't, you know, chicken. What is it called?
A chicken wing.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, I guess the best way for that to happen, you kind of want your right elbow, for a right-handed player anyway, to be, the optimal is 90 degrees at the top of the swing. If that can be at 90 degrees, you're actually in a good position. You know, if anything, maybe a little bit more down would be okay, but a chicken wing is when it goes above the 90 degrees.
Huh. So, yeah. Interesting. Okay, so that's, I like that, the idea of being able to, but that requires you to be on the range, and I don't know how many people. That's the thing about having time. It'd be fun if we could set that up every time on the course.
Yeah, and however, but you know, the rods, the sticks that you were talking about are called alignment rods.
Yeah,
you can use your regular clubs for that. You really don't have to go buy that thing. You can just put a couple clubs down, but use the shaft for alignment. But those are very important because alignment is a basic fundamental that needs to be adhered to. So. That's something that whenever you practice, always use that. That's why you see all these tour players always having these two little rods in their bag.
Yeah.
Because they're always setting that down because that's how important alignment is.
Yeah. In fact, at Wildlife during the Sony, one of the professionals who was playing in the Sony Open gave a friend of mine and me, actually I was a guest, and I was really lucky, and he pulled right out of his bag the two alignment rods. They carry them everywhere they go.
Correct, because you actually, you know, you may think you're hitting the ball badly or hitting the ball, I guess, crooked. However, you could be aiming there without you knowing because your eyes are going to be trained a certain way already if that's how you fuel your aiming. And, you know, without those rods to reinforce where you're aiming, you can't get away from that. And, you know, you could actually be aiming wrongly, trying to correct a wrong with another wrong. So that's the reason why the alignment rods, or, you know, put a club down, is very important. Yes,
I love it. I'm correcting wrongs with wrongs all the time. Oops. Okay. Let's give away some Bridgestone golf balls. They're made in the USA. I kind of love that. Let's see now. We have a winner, Al Smith from the Big Island. Congratulations, Al. Now, if you have not won in the last 6 months and you would like to win, all you have to do is call 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And if you're the ninth caller, I will send them to you, priority mail. And the phone is ringing. Voila, we're off and running. 808-296-5467. Don't be discouraged. Keep calling back. All right. I like this one. This is another tip. We're talking with Craig Sasada. He's the director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, where they have a special for junior golfers between 6 and 17. If your junior is with a paying player?
Full-paying adult, yes.
Yes. Then the junior gets to play free, which is absolutely fabulous. So take your junior to play, because kids love to spend time with you. I mean, some of them will really, really get frustrated because they want to do really good on the golf course and they want to make you proud. So you have to be careful because their, you know, egos are very delicate for a lot of children. So you got to be encouraging and not make them feel pressured. But they love to be with you and they'd love to spend that time with you. And if you can, do it. Just take them out there and have fun.
And they're going to want to beat you.
Well, there's that too. Don't let them. Make them earn it. Okay, here. So, missing like a professional on the green, you're putting. You know, missing like a professional. I like that. To be a great putter, you have to have sound fundamentals. And this requires a steady putting stroke that regularly sends the ball rolling in the desired direction. This is written by Craig Sasada in Golf Tips magazine. So, Craig.
Yes.
PGA. How do I miss like a professional? What's the best way to miss a putt?
Well, if you're going to miss it, you want to try to miss it on the high side. The reason being is that if it's always missed on the high side, it always has a chance of going in yet. But on a lot of breaking putts, if it's missed low, it actually will go further away from the hole a lot quicker than if you miss it on the high side. And also, you know, especially on a long putt, you want to up the chances of you making a very long putt sometimes, obviously slim and none.
Yeah.
But how to set up for your next putt, where you're going to be on your next putt. So, you know, you're kind of trying to figure out where you want to be to tap your second one in.
It's kind of like billiards, pool.
It is, like I said. So most importantly, you know, a lot of important things is distance control. So you need to find out distance control, and that's what you can do by practice. And that's, you know, probably one of the most important things to do is know your own distance control.
So is that distance control like in how hard I hit the ball?
Correct, because only you could read a putt, I could read a putt, Tiger Woods could read a putt, and we all could read it correctly. It's just the amount of speed that we put into it. I could be reading it for a different speed, you another speed, and Tiger Woods would be another speed. We could all read it perfectly, but all for our own speed that we hit it at.
There you go. So that's why you've got to, when you go on to a golf course, you have to be sure to test the green before you go play.
Correct. And then you need to know your own speed that you're hitting the putts at.
So if you're, you know, tired, you might be slow. And if you're really, if you're in competition, you'll probably hit it harder.
I mean, it depends. I mean, it's how you want to approach a putt. I mean, some people, you could say, I'm going to take some of this break off. So instead of a 6-inch break, you may play, let's say a 3-inch break, you may play only an inch break now. Because you're going to hit it another foot harder in speed.
Right. Like in what you wrote here, more speed equals less break, right? Less
sure.
Speed equals more break.
Right.
But in sometimes when you're competing, don't you, because of the adrenaline, I hear this all the time, that in competition, you don't realize how hard you're hitting it because you're, I don't know, you know, excited about being in competition?
Well, I mean, that probably goes more for hitting full shots than versus putting, because putting is basically more feel. But when you're hitting a full shot, people actually play off their adrenaline. If they know they're in a situation where they're in a tight situation, they'll actually take one less club, because they'll play that. They'll play the adrenaline that they have at that time, and they know they got it, and they can hit that thing at extra distance. But usually in putting, that usually won't happen. I mean, it could happen, obviously, but usually, you know, most players will stay pretty calm on the green. It's just whether or not they believe they can make it or not. That's the problem.
Got it. So there's putting drills that there are to figure it all out. You mentioned that with the help of a playing partner, putt a few balls and have your partner mark the apex of the break.
Right. I mean, it's one of the good things to do. You can on a putting green, for example, if you find a putt that's breaking, let's say 6 inches, and it's for a putt based on speed passing the hole a foot. And so let's say, okay, now you want to cut this break down to 6 inches to 4 inches or 3 inches. Let's say 3 inches. So you need to hit the ball maybe a foot and a half to two feet by or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you figure out your drills from there. And that's relative to a distance control. So one of the things I like to do is you put tees in the putting green. You can go 6 feet, 12 feet, 18 feet, 30 feet, and then you try to putt to those different tees, and you see how well you can get to there on a variety, you know, let's say a 5 golf balls in a row or something. See how well you can get to those tees that's marked down there.
And the most important thing is to position yourself. If you don't think you're going to make the putt, although we all want to be positive thinkers, if you don't think you really, which is serious, like, you want to position yourself so that your next putt is going to go in.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to give yourself the best chance on the second putt. And it's always, you know, obviously if you do, when you putt your first one, as it goes by the hole, which, you know, if you can, you always try to watch the ball go by the hole, because you can see the line that it's going by the hole. And that'll give you a clue to which way the putt breaks coming back the other way.
I love it. Okay. Wow. We haven't even talked Tiger, and we're already at the end of the show. This is great. Thank you for your insight.
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome. Craig Sassada is the director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. He wrote some instructional tips for Golf Tips magazine, and we've got a special for juniors between 6 and 17 with a full-paying adult. The junior plays free. Take them out to play at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Daniel. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Aloha. And I want to thank everyone for making the golf club possible. Course, Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning nature, and Robert Trent Jones Jr., for golfers of all abilities, a unique, unforgettable golf experience. It is Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Dr. Armand Chong, he's a great dentist, director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute. If you're getting migraines, your jaw is sore, you can't open your mouth as much as you used to, call Dr. Armand Kainua Chong, 737-3525. We're proud to have a new sponsor, too, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, doesn't matter how big or small, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or your business. For your concert, for your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection. It is what you need in Hawaii, here, and in California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Get an additional $750 off the special pricing that you'll find today. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing. They're at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. Today is the Clipper Bash. It's a huge, fun demo day with all the biggest and all the smallest, all the people out showing their newest clubs for you to check out. It's all over at the Kaneohe Clipper. The Clipper Bash starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes until 5. And FootJoy's having a sale over at Olomana. Go check them out. It's a great course to play. Just watch out for the water, the lilies. All the water lilies. I love that course. I like Bayview, too. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time, and you can find us at radiogolfclub.com. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.